And from there, that same blueprint they used in Guatemala and in Vietnam, they have now brought it to Iraq. And the same colonel that ran the death squads down in El Salvador, Colonel James Steele, is now running those commando units, death squads in Iraq. So basically we have the same individuals, same cell groups that were in Vietnam that came to Central America and Miami and so forth, and are now in Iraq, and some of them are being trained here in South Texas. There's big ranches down here where they're training more individuals that work for the cartels.
Now, please, for those that missed that, you have evidence as a former veteran, peace officer, and then head DEA agent in Latin America, and you live in South Texas, that down there they are training these Las Zetas groups, and again, they're now targeting rival cowboys that aren't paying their cut. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. Not only that, just recently, last month, we had a female U.S. Customs agent driving down the highway, and a couple of individuals drove up to her and just shot the hell out of that car, and she got hit on the ankle, and you know, they're not going to take any more prisoners. They're now going to target FBI agents, DEA agents, people that were able to get away from being.
And Bush has ordered the Border Patrol to stand down there in the Tucson sector because it was, this is official, because it was cutting in on their drug profits.
Well, exactly. And now they're planning to come to South Texas, and they're going to do the same thing here in South Texas. And there was a story just today in the paper where says Border Patrol agent says, you know what, we can't stop these people from coming across the border. And the reason that we can't stop them is because our government is not letting us do it.
Well, I read in the Brownsville paper, the Dallas Morning News, you name it, that they're conducting murders all over Texas, killing police officers. But it's a national secret, Shelley. It's in regional papers.
Well, one of the most major things that people don't realize that's going on, that a lot of these people are getting murdered are informants for the DEA and the FBI. And basically people don't want to admit the fact or let the public know that these people are informants working for the government.
Cop killers that work for Bush.